The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. Back after a few weeks off, holidays and the golf. Alongside me, as always, is Scotland manager Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you. You were also off, but you enjoyed some of the golf at the weekend as well.
Thoroughly enjoyed the golf to see how it should be played.
With the world's top players showing us what they're capable of, but unfortunately the weather was really bad. But there was shinty played in between times, and amongst the freak kind of thunderstorms that will hit Inverness. But most of last weekend's shinty was good, and some of the results kind of sparked up some real surprises. You were at Kingussie versus Glenarkert.
Yeah, it was a good win for Glenarkert. You know, it's only 2 points at the end of the day, and Kingussie were a number short. You know, they had Hutchie and Craig Dawson were both working at the Scottish Open. Barry Dallas and Kevin Thane were at the Sullivan Cup, so I expect all four of them to come back in this week.
Kyle's Athletic remain top, though. I think, you know, just a case of starting to grind out victories now. Away to Love It last weekend for them, and they came away with a 2-0 win.
Struggling to score the goals, you know, early on in the season they were getting goals early on in the games, and this last couple of weeks been defeated in the Scottish there by, you know, Inverary 4-1, only beating Oban 2-1 in the final, and now this week just 2-0 against Lovett. They're finding the goals hard to come by.
Fort William, they did win at the weekend as well, beat Inverary 3-1. They're a point behind Cas Athletic at the top, but albeit Kyle still have 2 games in hand over Fort William and 1 game over Newton Moore, who are a point behind also in 17 points as well. But, you know, it's the pressure's on Cas Athletic at the moment to make sure that they continue to win games.
Yeah, and you would expect Fort William to win on Saturday to go ahead of them by 1 point, because Kyles aren't playing league this week. So it's getting difficult for Kyles.
Let's have a quick look at the Premier Division fixtures then this weekend. As you say, Fort William are at home to Lovett. Kyles, Newton Moore and Kingussie are all out of action. They're involved in the Macaulay Cup. We'll touch on that in a moment. But Fort William, they can go top.
Yeah, but it's the last of their home games for the season. That's the difficulty for them. You know, they've got all their home ties played. Yeah, they'll be happy to go ahead. Okay, Kyles will have 3 games in hand and only 1 point behind, so you would expect Fort William to be reeled in pretty quickly.
I know that obviously we just spoke about there's pressure on Cowes Athletic, but you know, the closer sides get to them, albeit they have games in hand, does that make it more kind of nervous for James Perlick and the boys up there at Tynabruch?
It's quite odd. The cup games should be a relief for them, but losing to Inverary would be a big shock to them. Good win at Lovett 2-0, because Lovett are needing the points, and then, you know, they'd be thinking, ah, we're not top of the league come next Saturday. Who knows? Lovett might beat Fort William right enough, but Fort William at home should be good enough to take care of Lovett.
Inverary, who, as you mentioned there, beat Castle recently in cup competition, they welcome Glenarkert, and you witnessed Glenarkert beating Kingussie, doing the double over Kings this season, and good value for their win on Saturday.
Stuart McIntosh and goals had, you know, like I said, 4 or 5 real top class saves, and then probably about 14 other stops. Stuart had a really good day, but I think on the balance, Glenarkert possibly with a better team. They got ahead, lapsed a wee bit, Kingussie came back into it, but Glenarkert came back strong and looked like they were going to score another goal towards the end. So no, they were good for their win, but I say, you know, Kingussie, I think, were 4 short.
We always talk about the battle at the top and then the rest, and you know, it seems to be that there's a whole kind of number of clubs who are involved in a kind of relegation battle, albeit Glenarkey still occupy bottom spot in the Premier Division. But, you know, Glenarkert, they seem to be the only side who you would see, apart from the top four, that wouldn't get dragged into that situation.
Yeah, I think Kamali getting 2 points against Glenarkey this weekend will push them out of the sort of danger line, I think. You know, Lovett have got an awful lot of really extremely hard away games to come. Inverary have not played many games, not got a lot of points. Inverary probably have to get 2 points this weekend against Glenarkert, but that won't be easy.
Yeah, Inverary, who are second bottom on 6 points, only a point below Oban and Lovett, as we say. So it's getting tight at the bottom, but getting exciting.
Yeah. Glenarkert will be glad of the 2 points last weekend. Surprise 2 points. That puts them sort of, you know, they're not too worried about relegation now. I think prior to that sort of 2 points, they'd be looking over their shoulder. Whereas it'll be Owen Lovett and Inverary will be the three that will be tight now.
And Kamali have a chance there, like we say. I mean, Kamali, you know, are just behind Glenorchy in the Premier Division table. They take on Glenorchy, and you would assume that, you know, a comfortable 2 points for Kamali, and which will, you know, not ease their relegation worries, but, you know, make things just a little bit comfortable for them.
I think it would be nice for them to get a few goals and then look forward to the Scottish semi coming up, which is fantastic for them. And I always said that Kamali are a team that score goals, so relegation really shouldn't be too much of a worry for them because of their goal scoring record.
Three of the top four sides in the Premier Division are involved in the Macaulay Cup semi-finals this weekend. Can you see you take on Newton Moore? And earlier today I caught up with Newton Moore boss Norman MacArthur.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. All our players are back fit again, and we've got fair squad of players to pick from now. Obviously we're second team doing so well, so things are looking good.
The last time you met earlier in the season, it was a 2-2 draw. What did you learn about Kinyusi that day?
Well, I mean, what can you say about Kinyusi? They're still there, and they're still a team to beat as far as I'm concerned. So you've got to be on your game to play them, and hopefully you'll get a result on the day.
Obviously they've added, they've got Ronald Ross back from injury since the last time you played them as well, and he'll be at a threat this weekend as well. But you know, you've been playing some good stuff recently in the last few weeks as well, and just going about your business quietly in the Premier Division.
Well, that's right. We've been picking up results. I mean, you know, 2 points every time, that's all we're looking for. Big scores don't matter at this stage, and we just need to sort of keep focusing just one game at a time, basically. So obviously this week we're concentrating on Macaulay, see what happens on Saturday.
Looking at the Premier Division table, you're now a point behind Cas Athletic. They still have a game in hand as well, and is that the key for you, just to, you know, obviously beat Glenorchy 2-0 last weekend as well, but just, you know, just go about your business, and as you say, the most important thing is the 2 points at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, everyone, you know, you get guys that are disappointed because they didn't put a big score on Glenorchy, but fair play to Glenorchy. I thought they played quite well, defended well, and you know, 2 points at the end of the day is fine. You know, it was only 1-0 for long enough, so I mean, you could have dropped a point just as easily, so I'm quite happy with the 2 points, and that's just exactly as we're going to do all season. We'll just keep taking it a game at a time.
And still in the hunt for trophies as well, the Macaulay Cup semi-finals this weekend against Kinyusi. They knocked you out in last year's competition, but you know, you'll be aiming to win as many pieces of silverware as you can this season.
Well, that's it. As I say, just one game at a time. So if we win on Saturday, that gets us into a final. But you know, it's not going to be easy, and I'm sure Kinyusi will be out to do exactly the same task as they did last year. And they're more than capable of doing it. You know, Ronald Ross is not the only threat now. They've got two or three guys here that are scoring goals, and they're back winning games. So they've won the McTavish Cup, and they've been sort of just going about their business as well, just picking it. Although they had a bad result last Saturday against Durham, but you know, it's no surprise that they've beaten them twice this season now, and they've beaten us, and they're a very good side. So I think that all the teams now are pretty even.
You're getting to the stage of the season now as well, where it's kind of the business end. Obviously there's a lot of cup finals up for, you know, cups up for grabs as well, and you know, we're past the halfway stage in the Premier Division, so it's all, you know, the concentration levels have to go up, you know, in the business end of the season.
Yeah, I think for the league, you've just got to have a strong pool of players. I think that's a key thing, especially this time of the season. You know, if you've got guys that are out with suspension or injury, you've got to have a good squad that you can pull players in. We've got a strong squad, a big squad, and I don't know, obviously Kinyusi have, because they've had a lot of guys missing in the last few weeks, and they've been able to pull in some of their older players and a lot of their younger guys, and they've got results, you know. And I don't know what the other teams are like, I don't know what Kyle's are like squad wise, but I think that's the key to the league anyway, just having a big squad and being able to put out a good squad every season, every week.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR2.
Eaton Moor boss Norman MacArthur on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, can you say versus Eaton Moor? The big clash, it always creates a little bit of buzz, and especially with it being a cup competition and a semi-final.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic game. Norman sounds like he's going to have a hard job picking his team. Mm-hmm. I know he's chopped and changed quite a few guys. He maybe doesn't know what his best team is at this stage of the season. Maybe he does. You know, Norman's pretty sharp. I'd expect him to have his guys wind up for this. But can you see, on the other hand, they have got four good guys coming back, and that will enhance their team.
We spoke about the win against Glenorchy there at the weekend, beating them 2-0. Many would have expected a bigger score, especially from Eaton Moor. But I think Norman's just he's saying there that they're very just trying to be professional, just trying to get the wins and take each game at a time and just quietly go about their business. And Eaton Moor have done that. They've let Kyles Athletic take the limelight, especially in the Premier Division. But in terms of cup competitions, they lost out to Fort William in the Camanachd. In the McTavish. So they'll be looking to try and progress in every cup competition that they're involved in.
Yeah, and it was odd to see that the two goals that Eaton Moor scored this week, one was by John McKenzie, the other one by Fraser McIntosh, two guys who hadn't featured in the forward line early in the season when they were scoring loads of goals. So, Norman's obviously willing to try anything to try and get the goals.
And they have home advantage as well. How much is that a bonus for them?
I'm not sure. I always had the impression that Knish were quite happy to go there because they always fancied their chances to quiet in the Eaton Moor crowd. But I think that's changed just the last couple of years. Eaton Moor have been quite successful home against Knishie. So they'll have a big, strong crowd there. It'll be a strong referee required for that game. It'll be a cracking game, though.
2-2 earlier in the season. Ronald Ross was missing for that game against Eaton Moor. He obviously comes back into contention for Knishie for this encounter. But shall we expect any different in terms of scoreline? Is it going to be a very tight occasion?
I think it'll go one way or the other. I think one team will win quite easily. I don't know which one it'll be, right enough. I think with Kevin Thane coming back, Kevin helps Ronald quite a lot because, Kevin's got the old head. He can hold the ball up, give Ronald a bit more time and space. Whereas in the McTavish final, it was Ronald that was trying to make the passes for the other guys. And Ronald's strength is actually scoring goals, not letting other people play. And Martin Dallas has come through this season. He's looking quite a good, sharp player. So it's difficult. I think they've got a better forward line, can you see, at the moment.
A setback for King Yusei, who have already won the McTavish Cup final this season. They obviously, as we mentioned earlier in the show, they lost to Glenorchy. Is that a blow for Stevie Borthwick? So close to a big semi final.
Stevie himself was a sub on Saturday, and so was Russell Jones, the number two. So that gives you an idea how short they were. So, and they didn't use either of the two of them. So they've got James Hutchin coming back. James makes a big difference. He's got a lot of drive, and Craig Dawson has been quite successful this season. He'll like playing against Eaton Moor forward, and he scored both goals against Eaton Moor actually. So, Knishie will be quite confident.
And the other semi-final, two teams who know each other very well. They've played each other a few times already this season, Kyles Athletic and Oban Camanachd. As close as the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup final, which Kyles Athletic won. But they face each other in the semi-final of the Macaulay Cup this weekend. And is revenge on the cards for Oban, or is Kyles just a step too far for them?
Kyles at Tynabrook, difficult. The pressure's on Kyles, they would expect to win this game. Oban are a scrappy team. If they stick in it, and the longer it remains 0-0, the more the Kyles faithful will be unfaithful, for putting it a better way, and I could see that being a tight match.
They have lost in cup competitions already this season to Inverary. I don't want to suggest that they would mind losing this game, but if you had the option of a Premier Division game or a cup tie, and you're top of the table, would you rather get the defeat out of your system in terms of losing the cup tie and focus on the Premier Division?
I think Kyles would be happier if the game was played at Oban this weekend with a better surface for them. I think Oban found them out in the final. I think Oban played really well defensively against them. It'd be interesting to see if Kyles can get the early goals. If they do, then they'll enjoy their Saturday. But if they don't get early goals, Oban will make it really difficult for them. And the crowd, I think, will get on their back.
We've already had one cracking final this year in the McTavish with King Yusei against Fort William. Are we looking for a kind of big battle between maybe a Kyles Athletic and a King Yusei or Eaton Moor, or would you like to see Oban make that final?
I'm not too. I mean, it would be an Oban, it would be in home tie for them. Mm. I don't. Oban haven't been at the Macaulay final for a number of years, so perhaps it'd be a nice change. But no, I wouldn't wish Kyle's any bad luck there either. You know, or Canusi or Newton Moore for that fact. I'll certainly be at the final because it's a great Saturday, that final.
Since we were off as well, we've been off for the last couple of weeks. The Camara Cup semi-final draw was made last week. Inverary will play Newton Moore and Canusi will take on Camali. And again, two really close ties there. Inverary, who have shown already in the last couple of years that they're a good cup side, well capable of beating Newton Moore. And Camali, who come up against Canusi all the time really in cup competitions in the last kind of year or two, they're up against them again. And you never know what's going to happen on the day.
Yeah, my understanding of the game's at Speenbridge. Speenbridge isn't the biggest pitch in the world. In one way, that I know Canusi haven't had great success there a number of years. So Camali have had good success against Lochaber there. So Camali go there quite happy. The park, they know the park quite well. Inverary maybe would have preferred a bigger park against Newton Moore, but Inverary were extremely unlucky to go out of the semi-final last year.
Mm-hmm. And the two semi-finals will take place on the same days at the same venue, is that right? Yeah.
Weather permitting.
Weather, of course. Who knows what can happen in August? We experienced torrential thunderstorms in Inverness last week, so who knows what can happen? Let's turn our attentions to life in North Division 1. Kinlochshiel continue to lead the way at the top of the table, and they can strengthen their grip on the top spot when they take on Inverness this weekend. They beat Inverness 11-0 last weekend, and earlier today I caught up with Inverness boss James McDougall.
Drastically short through work commitments, injuries, suspensions, whatever. I was just jotting down there before you phoned how many short we were. We were 9 short on Saturday from the first team squad.
That's a kind of crazy number as well. I mean, we spoke kind of at the start of the season, and I know that kind of injuries were causing you a lot of problems as well, so it's just another kind of headache for you.
Another slap in the face, and that's what it is. It's a problem that we've had all through the season, with one thing another, non-availability. You know, guys have got more important things to do, it would seem.
And it just, you know, it causes you problems in terms of selection, but for Inverness as a club, it just kind of hampers your progression because you can't really kick on from there and develop a side.
Well, it hampers our progression, Ian. You're dead right when you're saying that. What we've had to do on Saturday is pull, you know, nine guys missing. We've had to raid the second team. We're taking these guys out there. We're playing them out of position. Some were maybe playing at a higher level than maybe they should be, that their development's allowed so far. But credit to these guys that have come in, they've done a job for us, you know, and they've got, you know, basically, I mean, we got kicking on Saturday. There's no way Kinlochshiel are a class act, and really going to, without having your strongest side out against them, you're really beating your head up against the wall.
I mean, the one kind of positive you can take from the game is, like you say, the younger lads coming on, and albeit playing in different positions, but you know, it's a learning curve for them as well, and to blood some youngsters in at North Division 1 level so early in their careers is, could be a good thing, and they could kick on from there.
No, I don't agree with that at all, Ian. Getting hammered 11-0 doesn't do anyone any good. Even the older guy, you know, we've a hard core of guys in the team, you know, guys that are maybe getting on a wee bit, they've been fantastic servants to the club. That's no way for them to be seen out their careers getting dented like this. You know, when I look back at the last few weeks, I think up until 3 weeks ago, we had conceded 12 goals in the league. We've seen 10 against Beaulieu, 11 against Kinlochshiel, 3 against Caberfae last weekend, or the weekend before last. So, you know, that's pretty much put two-thirds onto our goals against, you know, just in 3 games, which is a big slap in the face, you know, when things have been going reasonably well.
How are you looking for this weekend? Because obviously you're up against Kinlochshiel again. You know, are you able to get players back? Are they free from their work commitments?
There's no way we're going to be at full strength, still with injuries and suspensions. But for that, the way things have been going, we'll get a couple of guys back in, but then someone else will be missing then, you know, which has proven to be the biggest problem. We just do not have a settled side at all.
Kenlock Shale have been playing some pretty good stuff this season as well, you know, the top of the table, and even against the Premier Division sides in the cup competitions against the likes of Newtonmore and King UC, they've done pretty well. What have you made of Kenlock Shale? Are they good enough to go up into the Premier Division this year and hold their own?
To be honest, they should have been up two seasons ago. As far as I'm concerned, they're a class act, and they've got commitment that's second to none, and they deserve absolutely everything they get. They're guys that are travelling. You know, we're looking at getting guys to travel 10 minutes down the road to play a game of shinty. They've got guys travelling from Glasgow, from Inverness. You know, these guys are attending training through the week, and they're doing that. You know, their commitment levels are fantastic, and you know, it's like everything else in life. You only get out of it what you put in, and shinty's no different. As you can see with the teams in Badenoch and Mohabar. You know, you look at for William Comali, Newtonmore, and these teams. You know, their commitment. They work hard at it, and they get their rewards from what they put into it.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Inverness boss James McDougall on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, a very difficult situation for James at the moment, obviously losing 11-0 to Kenlock Shale last weekend as well. And things just, a bit hard for him at the moment.
Nowhere in the manual it says that being a manager is easy. Even a successful team has problems. So, you know, you can see that Shuggy's a wee bit annoyed with the commitment levels for the guys, but going to Kinnell Shield this week, so let's hope he can get another 12 out. I certainly don't see 11-0 next week. I think teams quite often bounce back and they roll their sleeves up and they get embarrassed through their week. They go to work and they get a bit of grief, so they're going to turn out, you'd hope, and, you know, 5 or 6 would probably be acceptable.
Yeah, you hope for a response this weekend from his players.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, you know, things are difficult for them as well, and he touched on their commitment levels, you know, praising Kenlock Shale. I mean, their commitment levels, with players travelling up from Glasgow and places like that, but you know, it is difficult, you know, to try and get these players committed as well. I mean, he is finding life extremely difficult in North Division 1.
Yeah, it's easy to say, but I always say that if the kids don't play shinty in the primary schools, you don't have any shinty players. So Inverness have to get into the primary schools and start teaching the kids. Maybe they're doing that already, I'm not going to say for sure, you know. I don't want to get a heap of abuse when I walk around Inverness tonight. But you know, to be honest, there should be a primary school shinty league in Inverness.
Yeah.
It's the capital of the Highlands. If Inverness was successful, these guys that are going to play for Kinnell Shield wouldn't stay in Inverness and play in a Premier Division team.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the players from Inverness who perhaps travel elsewhere and go and play for other clubs, you know, perhaps I'm not saying that they should be tied down to this area, but you think that their first protocol would be Inverness and then, you know, go into bigger things.
No, Shuggy had touched on that the Kinnell Shield guys train with Inverness. You know, they're happy to train there, so if you had a successful team, they would then migrate to the successful team because they're living in the area anyway.
Fair play to the James there for, you know, we touched on Kenlock Shale and he was full of praise for them. I mean, they really have been the kind of best side by far in North Division 1 this season. In between the cup exploits as well, they've done very well in the cup competitions, and at the moment it looks, you know, barring a minor miracle, they'll miss out on promotion to the Premier Division.
You know, and they've no distractions now. They don't have the Ballymore. They've nothing left. They've just got the league to win. Obviously, Lochaber will look like their nearest rivals, but they've got a difficult game this week.
Mm-hmm. They are at home to Inverness this weekend. You'd expect 2 points. Like you say, Lochaber have got a few games to catch up on as well. And, you know, is it possible? I mean, they have two games to play. Is it possible that Lochaber can catch them up?
It's possible. Lochaber are, you know, if they win their games in hand, they'll still be 4 points behind, you know, but in one way, Kinnell Shield will be thinking, Cabers at Cabers, difficult game for Lochaber, you know, could be a draw. If Lochaber win that game, then Lochaber will believe that he can perhaps pull back Kinnell Shield.
And what about Caberfae, if they can win that one?
I think they've dropped too many points already, actually. They're sort of, you know, they're 6 behind Kinnell Shield already. Cabers, I think, they've got the Ballymore final to look forward to. Their eye will be slightly off the ball a wee bit. They'll be targeting the their big match against Butte,
which takes place next week as well. The other fixtures, North Division 1 this weekend, Bewley take on Skye, and a Friday night fixture as well, Strathglass take on Lochcarron. That one has a 7:30 throw up.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to that game actually. I haven't told the wife that yet, but I'm hoping to go up and see that game.
Some Friday night shinty as well, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's only Strathglass, it's not far away, can't
yeah, exactly.
Nice little run out the road.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully the weather holds out, unlike the last Friday when the thunder and lightning was on the cards. Let's have a look at things then. In South Division 1, Butte continue to lead the way, 14 points with a game in hand over Glasgow Mithergyle, who are just 1 point behind on 13. And this week's fixtures sees Butte travel to Lochside Rovers, a tricky trip for them.
Yeah, Lochside will be keen to do something here. You know, last season's winners of that division, Butte, got the cup final next week. I would be surprised if Butte, I understand it was Butte actually did really well against Canusie. They had a lot of play, just didn't really score any goals and whatnot, so sounds like they're a tight unit, but Lochside would like to, at least get a point from that game. Mm.
Glasgow, Mithergyle and Butte, we touched on them at the start of the season, obviously, coming down from the Premier Division, they were the ones who we expected to battle it out, and it's turned out that way for promotion back to the Premier Division. Butte lead the way. They have an early kickoff, throw up on Saturday. At home to, so away to Lochside Rovers at 12 o'clock. And at 2:30, Glasgow Mithergyle, who I don't know how information will travel, but they might know what they need to do to go top of the table.
Yeah, it would be interesting actually. And Kyle's won't be an easy game. Kyle's, have qualified for the Sutherland final just last week with a good win in the semi final, so they'll be quite buoyant. But perhaps the Kyle's guys will be keen to go back home and watch the Kyle's Oban game. I think that's why Lochside game's early, so as they can get across to Tynabrook to catch their first team.
Mm-hmm. And the other fixture in South Division 1, Oban Celtic versus Aberdour. Aberdour still bottom of South Division 1 as well. Oban Celtic are in 6th place on 7 points. But for you, South Division 1, it's all about Butte and Glasgow Mithergyle with the in the remainder of the season.
GMA, it's important they finish in the top two, same as Butte and Oak. GMA will be glad to just finish in the top two, and then it looks like Glenorchy will come down, they'll be in a strong position to perhaps get promoted themselves the following year.
Yeah, let's have a look at the other fixtures then this weekend. In North Division 2, Newton Moore take on Kingussie. Skye travel to Kamali. Fort William are at home to Kinloch Shiel. Lovett face Glengarry. Lochaber travel to Glenurquhart. North 3, Bewley take on Inverness. Caberfae travel to Boleskine, and Lochbroom tackle Strathglass. One fixture which took place on Wednesday night, Inverness beat Lochcarron 3-1. In South Division 2, Inverary take on Butte. Strachur are at home to Aberdour, and Ballyhoolish travel to Taith 4th. That's it for the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, I'm going to ask you to predict the Macaulay Cup semi-final. I know that expression said it all.
That was a grimace there.
I'm going to ask you to predict the scores of the Macaulay Cup semi-final tie, starting with Kingussie against Newton Moore.
Just to make note that I did get all the Scottish games right the previous 2 weeks
ago. Of course, I've not touched on that yet because we've been off. So there we are.
Who would tip Inverary? Well, I did, so there you go. Anyway, we'll go back to this. Uh-huh. This could be extremely difficult, this, by the way. Who do you want first?
Kingussie Newton Moore.
Kingussie Newton Moore. Newton Moore at home. Kingussie 3-2.
Away win. Yeah. Very adventurous of you. And finally, Oban against Kyles Athletic.
4-1 to Kyles.
4-1 Kyles. So a Kyles Athletic Kingussie final. That one ticks all the boxes for me. That looks pretty attractive.
Final. Kingussie won it quite easily against Kyles, right enough. But I didn't expect the same this year. If that was the final.
That's it for this week's edition of the MFR Shinty Show. Next week, we'll look ahead to the Ballymore Cup final as Butte take on Caberfae, and we'll touch on the Premier Division as Kingussie travel to Glenorchy. Newton Moore take on Oban, and Kyles Athletic head for Glenurquhart.